This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Russian President Vladimir Putin visited Crimea and then the occupied port city of Mariupol on Saturday. It was the first trip to Ukrainian territory since Moscow had illegally annexed in September. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Putin arrived in Mariupol by helicopter and then, Russian reports say, drove himself around the city's so-called memorial sites, concert hall and coastline. In the Nevskaya district, he met local residents in a video obtained from Russian sources exchanging pleasantries. Mariupol had become a worldwide symbol of defiance after outgunned and outmanned Ukrainian forces held out in a steel mill there for nearly 3 months before Moscow took control of it. The Crimea and Mariupol visits come days after the International Criminal Court in The Hague issued an arrest warrant for the Russian leader, accusing him of war crimes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States said it would be unacceptable if China were to position itself as a peacemaker in the war in Ukraine by promoting a ceasefire. This, according to White House National Security spokesman John Kirby, speaking to Fox News Sunday.
All that's going to do is give Mr. Putin more time to refit, retrain, reman, and try to plan for renewed offensives at a time of his choosing.
Kirby's remarks come a day before Chinese President Xi Jinping heads to Russia to visit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. While Beijing has called for calm since the outset of the war in Ukraine, it has largely reflected Moscow's position that NATO threatened Russia with its eastward expansion and Ukraine's Western allies had fanned the flames of war by supplying Ukraine with tanks and missiles. VOA News. Banking giant UBS is acquiring its smaller rival, Credit Suisse, in an effort to avoid further market-shaking turmoil in global banking. This, according to the Swiss president on Sunday. The announcement follows the collapse of two large U.S. banks last week. The bank failures sparked a hasty response from the U.S. government to prevent any further bank panics. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Federal Reserve Board Chair Jerome Powell released a statement Sunday saying they welcome the Swiss announcement. They also said the U.S. banking system is strong and the U.S. financial system is resilient. Paris garbage collectors have spent 2 weeks on picket lines protesting the French President Emmanuel Macron's pensions reform. Like other workers, they're angered by the government forcing the measure through, and they geared up Sunday for a day of industrial action. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
At a depot near Paris, garbage collectors take turns to guard the entrance to the incinerator that burns the city's trash. They're striking over French President Emmanuel Macron's pension reform, like many other workers. It's been 2 weeks now that Régis Vieselli, Secretary General of the CGT Garbage Collectors Union in Paris, has been eating and sleeping on the picket line with his colleagues.
Donc on repasse par le boudoir, là c'est le jardin.
This is the boudoir and out here is the garden, he says, giving Reuters a tour of their camp. Vieselli says Paris produces 1,000 tons of garbage each day, and it has piled up on the capital's streets. That has annoyed some Parisians, and Vieselli says the workers don't like it either.
Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. At least 15 people were killed in a strong earthquake that shook a coastal region of Ecuador and northern Peru on Saturday. This Reuters' Edward Baran reports.
A strong earthquake shook a coastal region of Ecuador and northern Peru on Saturday. It damaged homes, schools and medical centers. At least 14 people were killed and more than 380 injured in the quake, according to the Ecuadorian presidency's communication agency, largely in the El Oro province. The quake was measured at magnitude 6.8 and did not appear likely to generate a tsunami, authorities said. Dozens of homes have been destroyed. Many roadways were blocked by landslides caused by the earthquake. The Santa Rosa airport suffered minor damage but remained in operation. The initial quake was followed by two weaker aftershocks in the following hour, according to the Geophysics Institute of Ecuador.
Reuters' Edward Baran reporting. A shooting attack in the northern West Bank town of Hawara on Sunday left an Israeli seriously wounded, according to the army and rescuers, as Israeli and Palestinian officials in Egypt agreed to restore calm. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.